Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Through the Eyes of a Submissive Heart podcast. My name is Luna Gray, and if you enjoy this podcast, a review wherever you listen to this podcast would really, really be appreciated to help other kinky people find me. You can follow me on Twitter at LunaTheKitten92, on Instagram at LunaTheKitten. You can join my Facebook group at Through the Eyes of a Submissive Heart podcast, or you can join my special Discord server with the same name by searching on the show profile for the link. If you can't find the link, you can always ask me. I will send it to you somehow. I promise. I won't bite. This introduction music you are hearing is played by Andre Louis. You should follow him because he's lovely and he does good music stuff. So do that. Ooh, that was a really good intro. I don't know about everybody else, but I like it. So we gonna keep that. Hopefully I can remember what I said this time so that I can remember for next time that I record an episode. Okay, so this episode is a bonus episode. It's a special one. We don't do this very often around here, do we? Do we? No, we don't. Actually, we kind of do sometimes. It depends. And it is a bonus episode to commemorate the fact that I have more than, at this point, 500 plays, total plays, on this podcast. What? Y'all must really like me. And for that, I am grateful and humbled beyond belief. And I appreciate everyone who listens to me. And even though you're hiding and being anonymous, I love all of you. You're wonderful people, I am sure. I am sure that you all are wonderful and good, happy, beautiful people. Okay, so to commemorate this fact, we are going to do a Q&A because I have three questions, one of which is not related to anything, but I'm going to answer it because I'm nice. So we are going to do this Q&A, and hopefully it will turn out good. I hope it doesn't turn into a rant, because I've recorded this like three times and it has turned into a rant every time. So in no particular order, let's go with question number one. First question is from Tina, who is a member of the Facebook group that y'all should hang out in, because it's very quiet in there. And it says that she is vetting a partner, and she is rather impatient with it. And are there any other vetting oopsies, as she calls them? I did a whole episode on this, and I really don't want to, spend the whole episode talking about it, but yes, there are. Ignoring red flags, being impatient, which you already said, but I'm gonna say it again. Being really desperate for a dom, so you kind of, do whatever the, quote, dom, quote, says to do, and you don't care about whether it's right or wrong or good or bad or pick a word. You kind of just jump into the dynamic without getting to know them at all. Which I think that one is pretty common. So there's my top three. There you go. Hopefully that answers the question. If not, the episode on vetting will be out on Friday. Ooh, one day. I will learn how to talk properly. One day. That day is not today, just so everyone knows. Okay. Question number two is from some friend on Facebook who found me because everybody finds me. Okay. Actually, no, not everybody does, but who found me on Facebook because he was somebody who came into a stream on an app that I used to use called Dabble that is we're not going to talk about that. So, deaths. His name is Ricky. Hello, Ricky. He wants to know how to make a podcast. And, well, it's super easy. And since I'm sure he's not the only person who wants to know, but is too afraid to do it themselves, here, I will be nice and answer this question. Download Anchor or go to anchor.fm. Sign up. Create your podcast. Then when you're ready to record, hit creation tools, hit record. Allow your phone's microphone access or your computer or your whatever you're doing. I'm not really sure how to do it on a computer, y'all, so we just gonna go with iOS because, like, I'm sure Android and everything else is slightly different. Somebody who has Android can do a tutorial or something. Okay, so download Anchor, sign up, create your podcast, hit creation tools. It's on the bottom of the screen. Hit creation tools, then hit record. Allow your phone's microphone access, because you kind of need it to record a podcast. I mean, you could just have dead air and not have anything, but I don't think that would work. You then start talking and saying the things about whatever your podcast is, and then you hit stop. Then you hit publish. Actually, then you save the recording. Then you hit publish. Then you put your title in the description and anything else that might be important. And then you hit done. And then you hit publish. And then it publishes. That's it. And then you can share your podcast with Twitter and Facebook and I think Snapchat and something else. Possibly messages, maybe. Something. And that's it. That's how you make a podcast. That's my tutorial. That's how I do tutorials. And it was probably a shitty tutorial, but that's how it's done. Oh boy. Last question came from Anthony, who is a dear friend. Also the one who was pestering me about doing this Q&A. We're doing the Q&A. See? We're doing it. Okay? So just chill out. Chill out. It's okay. Take a breath. You'll be okay, I promise. And he wants to know, where do I see the community as it stands now? Well, there are many, many, many different communities in which I'm in. So, as a whole, I think the community as it stands now is usually more accepting of people and their sexuality and their kink and the way that they kink it up and their lifestyle choices and their that kind of thing. But also, I have also been in some that are not very accepting of, especially, which is very strange, newbies. I'm not going to call any communities out because that's not cool. Two wrongs don't make it right. Let's not do that. But I've been in communities where some people might know what I'm talking about, which ones I'm talking about. I'm in no way shaming these people because everybody runs their communities differently and it's fine. But I have been in a community where posts about how do I make my boyfriend be more dominant? How do I make my girlfriend be more submissive? How do I bring up the fact that I'm a kinky motherfucker to my spouse? Posts like that get locked. Which, again, I'm not here to shame these people because that's not nice. Don't do that. I mean, it does get rather irritating to see those posts on the daily. And I get it. But also, sometimes I feel like people can help people. And I think everybody's going to have different experiences with bringing it up to a partner. I have not had such great luck with turning vanilla people into kinky people. It just doesn't work very well for me, and why I kind of stopped doing it, because I could go on a rant about that, but I will not. I will refrain from doing the ranting. But I, as a whole, I hope that we all are accepting and generous and, you know, nice to people. And not just because we're online. But I've also seen people who are very bold online. And they probably say things that they wouldn't say if that person was standing right in front of them. Which, I mean, I've seen that, like, everywhere, not just in kink communities. So it's an online thing, not just a kink thing. But it's kind of sad to see that, because it's like, you're sitting there, and I don't think some of these people realize that people behind a screen have feelings, too. Which is very sad, because we do. We all have feelings. But I really don't see that a whole lot unless you bring up brats in a specific group that I'm in. Don't bring up the brats in that group, because people are going to get all in their feelings. It's not going to be good. But I just, I don't know. I hope that, like, also after the pandemic is fully gone, which, honestly, let's be real here, I don't know if it ever will be fully gone, but let's be optimistic, at least for a second. Let's just pretend like it's gone. If and when the pandemic is over, my hope is that virtual things will still be going on, because not many kinky people can or do want to get out to their local communities and do the kinky thing locally, which I'm one of those people that cannot, which is why I've created a community on pretty much every single app I own, which may or may not be a good thing depending on how you look at it. I think it's a good thing. I think it's wonderful. I mean, there are worse things I could be doing. I could be, like, snorting pot every day or something. But I'm not. I'm kinking it up with my friends. What is wrong with that? Okay, so I hope that, like, everybody can, there can be some sort of, like, happy medium kind of thing, like, for conventions like Kink Fest that I know took place in April at some point. Hi, Kink Fest folks. How's it going? If anybody went there, I would really like to know how it was. Was it good? I mean, I know it was virtual, but was it good? Was it as good as the real thing? Was it, how was that? Because my hope is that one day I can go, but who knows at this point. So, because it's all the way across the country. But I hope that we can all, like, be happy, kinky people, whether we're online or virtual or somewhere in the middle. Like, I mean, in real life or virtual. Ugh, I said online or virtual. What the hell? Words. Okay, so, and, like, I get so tired of people who invalidate people that are virtual kinksters, online kinksters, whatever. Because some people can't get out to their community. They can't find a local partner because they live in the fucking boondocks. Like, they're isolated from everybody because whatever, pick a situation in your head. I mean, it doesn't make it less valid to reach out to someone on Facebook or Discord or Twitter or Reddit or wherever and be like, hey, I'm kinky too. And then start your own little community and move it from there if you don't have a local one or whatever. Like, it doesn't make you less valid to do that. That's how I started my communities. Actually, I started them because I was looking on FetLife. Because people were saying that there are virtual events, which there very well could be. And I was looking for them, and all I was seeing were, like, rope orgies and, God, I really hope I don't get, like, banned from Apple for saying orgies. Orgy, orgy, orgy. Okay. Or, like, what's the other one I've seen? There were a couple of other, like, weird virtual things. I can't remember what they were, but they weren't, like, educational in any way. They were more sexual, which is fine. Completely fine. But not for me. So I was like, you know what? Let me do this. I want to start my own. Because, I mean, at the time, like, there weren't really, like, that many that I was in at the time. And some of them, most of them were good, but there were a couple that were just like, ugh. So, then I started doing weekly Zoom chats on, I believe it was a Sunday? Saturday? No, it was Saturday. And then I moved to Sunday because my partner at the time was off on Sundays. So I was trying to, like, be nice and work around his schedule, too. And then it went to Monday. And then it went to Wednesday. And then they just stopped because nobody showed up. But, and then came a Discord server. And then came a podcast Discord server. And here we are. And a Facebook group for the podcast. And now it's just grown into this big, like, really expansive thing. God, I have too much time on my hands. But I love it. I love doing it. It makes me happy because I know that there are people out there in the world, not just me, who can't get out to their communities. They can't socialize with other kinky people because they don't know where they might be. I mean, guys, just a little tip. Wherever there are... Hi, Kayla and John Brownstone. I'm going to quote you guys. Please don't shoot me. Wherever there are people, there are kinky people. I love that quote. I'm going to get that on a shirt, okay? I'm going to put that on a shirt, I swear. That needs to be on a shirt. Somebody should do that. Somebody who is artistic should do that. Okay. And please, give Kayla and John Brownstone a... Kayla Lords and John Brownstone, I should say that, because that's, yeah, okay, give them credit for that saying. I'm sure they're not the first people to say it, but, like, give them credit, because, yeah. Okay, so, wherever there are people, there are kinky people. Twitter, Discord, YouTube, Reddit, FetLife, well, FetLife is for kinky people. Okay, YouTube, Discord, Facebook, Reddit, Discord, Anchor, WordPress, Instagram, Clubhouse, Zoom, whatever the next chat app is gonna be tomorrow, there are kinky people everywhere. Everywhere. So, be like looking, just look for them. They're out there, guys. I promise you, they're out there. I'm out there, so they must be out there too, right? Can't be the only kinky person online screaming into the void. Just saying. So, to sum up this answer, One, there are kinky people everywhere. Two, if you can't find a community on it locally because pandemic, and also there might not be one, start your own. Three, the community as a whole is generally more accepting and nice and caring about its BDSM cohorts. Four, hopefully we all can have a happy medium and do virtual and real stuff kind of synonymous with each other and be happy, kinky people together in whatever way works for us. Five, hopefully we all can stop shaming those who can't get out to their local communities, because that's not nice, guys. It's not nice to do that. Don't do that. All right. So, those are the answers to the questions. If you have any questions that you want to be answered, even if it's not a Q&A type thing, even if you just want me to answer them, because why not? They're in your head and they can't come out of your head. You can send me a voice message at anchor.fm/subheart. The link should be on the description of this podcast. I hope it says it's there. Who knows? You can follow me on Twitter at LunaTheKitten92. On Instagram at LunaTheKitten. On the Facebook group at Through the Eyes of a Submissive Heart podcast. Or the special podcast Discord server, which should be pinned to the show profile. Thank you so, so much for listening. Episodes come out every Friday. And unless something happens, but usually they come out every Friday. And I'm always open to topic ideas or whatever suggestions, feedback, blah, blah, that you might have. Don't forget to rate and review and subscribe wherever you listen, pretty much. And until next time, stay kinky, stay positive, be a positive member of your BDSM community, and let's keep filling the world with hearts.